in the limelight.
Condemnations have been pouring in from different quarters on the cold-blooded murder of the Palestinian journalist Shirin Abu Akleh by Israeli regime forces in the occupied West Bank on Wednesday, 11th of May. We now present you an article written by Sayed Zafar Mahdi, a Tehran-based journalist, editor, political commentator and author. The piece is titled Shirin Abu Akleh's Gory Murder by Israel and Western Media's Skullduggery. A veteran Palestinian journalist, Shirin Abu Akleh, was murdered in cold blood early on Wednesday, 11th of May, while covering an Israeli military raid in the occupied West Bank city of Jenin. To get this straight, without beating around the bush and without resorting to distortion of facts, Abu Akleh wasn't killed. She was murdered. She was shot in the face despite sporting a vest with "Press" written in capital letters on it. It was a premeditated murder. It certainly was not a case of mistaken identity either. One can clearly tell the difference between an unarmed journalist and an armed fighter, between a camera and a Kalashnikov. Abu Akleh was not carrying arms or explosives that would potentially unnerve her killers. She was busy doing her job, which was to report the truth and unmask the tyrants, usurpers and aggressors. The longtime Al Jazeera Arabic journalist, who shot to fame while covering the Second Intifada between 2000 and 2005, was along with a group of local journalists reporting on an Israeli raid when the trigger-happy raiders went berserk. They clearly knew their target. It was a cowardly murder, a dastardly crime, an abhorrent abuse of power. It won't be an exaggeration to say that the 51-year-old Palestinian reporter was mowed down for exposing the apartheid regime's horrendous crimes in the occupied territories for the past 25 years. She had been rightly hailed as the voice of Palestinians in their long-standing struggle for the liberation of their occupied homeland and the freedom of their loved ones languishing in the dark dungeons of the Israeli regime. Quite brazenly, but unsurprisingly, the Western military-industrial media complex can't see this broad daylight transgression the way it is. They are busy putting a spin on it to absolve the child-murdering regime in Tel Aviv of its horrendous crimes despite growing outrage across the world. The New York Times, which claims to be a champion of free speech in an obnoxious editorial decision, tried hard to trivialize the magnitude of the tragedy. The newspaper headline on Wednesday, 11th of May, beamed Shirin Abu Akleh, Palestinian journalist, dies, age 51. As if the slain journalist had passed away peacefully in her sleep, as if no one murdered her in cold blood, as if nothing had happened. The Associated Press said the Palestinian journalist was killed by gunfire, without specifying the origin of the fire. The headline seemed to suggest that it was a stray bullet that smashed Abu Akleh's face while she was accidentally trapped in the crossfire. Nothing can be further from the truth. Western media, through these misleading headlines and distorted reportage, have once again exhibited its hard-to-miss pro-Israel tilt as if competing for the attention of murder masterminds in Tel Aviv. In an attempt to give a clean sheet to killers, big media flashed headlines such as Abu Akleh was killed during Israeli raid in the West Bank, the BBC. Killed while reporting on an Israeli raid, NPT. Killed while covering an Israeli military operation, CNN. No one said who killed her and why. The problem here is when reporting on Israeli war crimes in the occupied Palestinian territories, Western media simply assumes that balance means giving equal weight to both sides, without realizing one is an oppressor and the other is the oppressed. There can be no match. These headlines are classic examples of media misrepresentation, obfuscation, spin doctoring, and bizarre distortion of facts to fit a particular narrative. In this case, the narrative peddled by the Zionist regime and their apologists. Far from accepting responsibility, they have been hell-bent on pushing the blame on poor, hapless victims. The British newspaper The Guardian said Israel has been accused of murdering the Al Jazeera journalist while parroting the regime's baseless claims that the journalist may have been hit by Palestinian fire. Some, like the right-leaning Fox News channel, went a step further, saying the Al Jazeera journalist died following disputed incident in the occupied West Bank, not too different from the version pushed by the New York Times. There was no dispute, no clashes, and no one actually died. It was a brutal, diabolic murder of a Palestinian journalist by the Israeli military. Abu Aghila's murder is not an isolated case, though. According to the Palestinian Journalist Syndicate, PSJ, a body formed by journalists based in the city of Al-Quds, at least 46 journalists have been murdered since 2000 by the occupying forces, and absolutely no one has been held to account. Reporters Without Borders say at least 144 Palestinian journalists have been wounded by Israeli forces in the occupied Gaza Strip, in the occupied West Bank and the city of Al-Quds since 2018. Never has the Western media acknowledged Israel's war crimes in the occupied territories, let alone condemn them, even when journalists have been at the receiving end of the violence. On the contrary, it has sought to portray Palestinians as aggressors, misreporting Israel's naked aggression in Gaza as clashes or flare-ups of violence. The lives of Palestinians don't matter at all to Western journalists, including Palestinian journalists who brave enormous risks to report the truth. When Israeli airstrikes destroyed a media tower in the besieged Gaza Strip in May of 2021, there was a deafening silence from Western media outlets. In April of 2022, the Palestinian Journalist Syndicate, PJS, and other media bodies filed a formal complaint with the International Criminal Court, the ICC, against Israel's systematic targeting of journalists. Interestingly, the blatant double standards on the Palestinian issue are also exemplified by style guides used in big Western media organizations, which essentially prohibit the use of the word Palestine. For example, the 55th edition of the Associated Press style book, which is used widely in the West, states that words such as Palestine and Palestinians should be used in the context of Palestine's activities in international bodies to which it has been admitted. But words such as Palestine or State of Palestine not be used in other situations, since it is not a fully independent, unified state. This deliberate attempt by editors to apply style guide rules for neutral coverage without considering nuances of the issue is an utter disservice to both journalism and media practitioners in Palestine. It's time to call out the blatant hypocrisy of Western media, because Shirin Abu Aghila isn't the first one and most probably won't be the last one. Meanwhile, condemnations have been pouring in from different quarters on the cold-blooded murder of a Palestinian journalist by the Israeli regime forces in the occupied West Bank on Wednesday. The Islamic Republic of Iran, together with the resistance groups from Palestine and Lebanon, strongly condemned the murder of the Al Jazeera journalist, calling it a crime and an attack targeting the truth. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Saeed Khatibzadeh denounced the fatal attack and commiserated with her family, the Qatar-based channel, and journalists committed to the Palestinian cause. Khatibzadeh said the criminal act is clear proof of the Zionist regime's utter disregard for the role of the press, the role of the media and journalists, and the position they hold to inform public opinion. The Lebanese Islamic Resistance Movement Hezbollah also strongly condemned Abu Aqila's assassination, stressing that the Israeli regime was trying to muzzle the voice of journalists to cover its crimes. It urged media organizations, the United Nations and human rights groups to denounce the Israeli regime in international forums and prevent the regime's acts of aggression against Palestinian journalists. Hazem Qassem, a spokesman for the Gaza-based Palestinian Hamas resistance movement, said Shirin Abu Aqila's assassination added to Israel's long list of crimes, especially against Palestinian journalists. Anthony Bellinger, the secretary of the International Federation of Journalists, termed Abu Aqila's killing as a deliberate, systematic targeting of a journalist. Anthony Bellinger said in a statement, "Yet again, journalists wearing press vests clearly identified were targeted by Israeli snipers. We will seek to add this case to the International Criminal Court complaint submitted by the IFJ detailing such systematic targeting." The Palestinian Journalist Syndicate also denounced Abu Aqila's martyrdom as a clear assassination perpetrated by the Israeli occupation army. The Palestinian Journalist Syndicate held the Israeli occupation forces fully responsible for this heinous crime against press freedom, particularly after World Press Freedom Day, marked on 8th of May.